Lord, we thank you for being together and to be under the hearing of your word. We know that he who hears your word and believes on him that sent you has everlasting life and will not come into judgment, but will have already passed from death to life. We know this is your word, and we pray that you will do us good as we hear it now. Amen. We never really know what's around the corner. Nobody knows what's around the corner. Anything can happen. But we can be assured that if anyone trusts the Lord will be there. Even if sometimes we find ourselves in very real trouble, the Lord delivers the righteous out of his troubles, the word of God says. And so we'll just think for a moment of a fairly young family. Their daughter was only 12 years of age, so they weren't old people. But Mum and Dad really cared about their daughter, especially because she was a really good daughter, and they loved her very much. But she became ill, white as a sheet. And they both got very upset, because they began to be afraid that she was going to die. And she was actually going to die, but they didn't know that. But they were really upset about her. And they'd heard that the Lord Jesus was coming around. So he said, I'm going to see the Lord. So off he came, and he came up to the Lord. There's a lot of people about. Went up to the Lord, and he says, will you come and see my daughter? She's lying at the point of death. Will you please come and heal her? And so the Lord said, yes, okay. So they started making their way along the road, the disciples with the Lord. A lot of people crowding around. And just at this particular time was a lady. Now, she had been 12 years with some sort of disease in her blood. She'd been ill, really very ill, so much so that she spent all her money giving it to the doctors to try and get better. And instead of being better, she was actually worse than at first. So she really was in trouble. And as she looked at the Lord Jesus, something said to her, why don't you just go, get through the crowd, and touch his garment, touch the bottom of his clothes. Maybe something can happen. Maybe some power can come out of Jesus Christ, the great prophet come from God. Maybe something can happen. I'm going to do that, she made up her mind. And so she began pushing her way through the crowd. My, they weren't half going on at her. Saying, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing pushing your way like that? But she didn't care. She was going to get through to the Lord Jesus. And then she got to where he was, and she reached down, and as soon as she touched the bottom of his clothes, power came out of the life of the Lord Jesus into her body, and she knew immediately that the disease, blood disease, had been cured, and she was better. I mean, she knew it, and she thought, I'm going to get away quietly. And as she turns to move away quietly, the Lord said, who touched me? Because he wanted her to confess that she had come to him, that he had healed her. And so he calls out, who touched me? And she knew immediately, I have got to let everybody know that the Lord Jesus has done this. So she stepped forward, trembling, frightened to death. It was me, she says. Go your way, because you believe and trust me, you are made whole. And so she went away, a new person, absolutely new, wonderful. Wonderful experience, you see. But the problem was, this had taken up time. And this man was now really upset. My daughter's dying. Come on, let's get going. And began to get very worried. And as they went on up the road towards this man's house, they looked up the road and they saw somebody come running down the road, and they thought, oh dear. And they all began to think the worst. True enough, the servant came up and said, don't bother Jesus Christ anymore. She's dead. She's gone. And the Lord looked at the mum and dad and said, no, just you believe. Just you put your trust in me. Come on, we're going. And they came to the house, and there was the people outside crying and making terrible noise, which they did in those days. If somebody died, say, in this street here, a lot of the people from the other houses around would come round and stand outside the door crying. Yeah, they did. They did quite a lot. Yeah. And in that particular day, all the ladies from around were outside the house crying away, and the Lord Jesus says, "Don't cry, don't cry. She's not dead, she's only sleeping." Which tells us that that little girl, 12 years of age, was a believer in the Lord. Because you see, the Bible only talks about people who die as sleeping when they're believers. When they're believers. If a believer dies, the Bible talks about them sleeping. Not that they actually go to sleep like you do when you close your eyes at night time. Your body has gone to sleep. Not your soul. That can't sleep. You are, when I die, I'm going to be as alive as anybody. Abraham is still living now. Moses is still alive now. They're all living. All the people that have gone are all alive. But this Bible word, she's sleeping. They all laughed at him, mocked him, and joked about it, and said, "Oh, don't talk to stupid and all this business, you see." And the Lord said, "No, no." And he looked at mum and dad. "Just believe, okay? Come on. Disciples, come on. Okay." And just the Lord and his mum and the mum and dad of the little girl and the disciples went inside the house, and the Lord Jesus went straight up to the bed. There she was, stretched out, cold, really dead. Body wasn't moving at all, white as a sheet. And he just reached out his hand and touched her, took hold of her hand and lifted her up, and she got up. Life! She startled. She's really startled. And the mum and dad, you should have seen their faces. God had come down in as a man and had touched their daughters and given her life again. Wonderful, wonderful. And then the Lord Jesus said something really quite wonderful. He said to the mum and dad, "Give her something to eat." And a lot of problems today, boys and girls can believe in the Lord Jesus and trust the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus can lift them up in their lives and help them as they get through all the troubles. The Lord can do that. But all of us need to do what I've said to you today. Eat. You say, "What do you mean? Sausage and chips?" No. His food. What do you mean, his food? The Bible. The bread of life is the Bible. And every true Christian, no matter how old they are, this girl is 12. And the Lord said, "Give her to eat." And so they gave it to eat, see. And this is how Christians go on. And Christians get better Christians and grow and get strong and become servants of God in the world because they eat. They feed on the word of God and trust in him. So that's the story of the lady who came and touched, and the little girl who was touched by the Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for this time and these two wonderful accounts of what really happened all those years ago when you were here. But we know that even though you're not here, we can't see you in that way. You can still do the same today. We can come and touch, and you can touch us. Amen. Mm-hmm.